24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
It's the Benny Randall Show. Welcome to another edition of the Benny Randall Show. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. And this powerful show brings you conversations with today's stars and tomorrow's legends. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Come on.
It's the Benny Randall Show.
Never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio Show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. You know exactly what it is. This is the Benny Randall Show, and with this version, once a month, we highlight global entrepreneurs of, and this one's in partnership with Verkay Magazine. So this is the cover girl for Verkay Magazine, and I don't even really have to say a lot about her because everybody knows her, because either she made you happy or she pissed you off, all right? Either she dropped some nuggets on you, or she made you want to go find some nuggets. Whatever it was, I can guarantee you she was part of that process, okay? Her name is Sassy, okay? That is Sandra E. Harris, Situations with Sassy, one of the hottest shows on Verkay Radio. And let me tell you, we're celebrating a decade of Sassy. You hear what I'm saying? So this is going to be an extraordinary cover girl in our interview. Before we get started, let me remind you, we are sponsored in part by Just Mercy. It is an awesome movie if you have not gone to see it. After graduating from Harvard, Brian Stevenson heads to Alabama to defend those wrongly condemned or those not afforded proper representation. One of his first cases is that of Walter McMillan, who was sentenced to die in 1987 for a murder of an 18-year-old girl, despite evidence proving his innocence. In the years that follow, Stevenson encounters racism and legal and political maneuverings as he tirelessly fights for McMillan's life. And I'm telling you, I had the privilege to do a private screening of this, and Brian Stevenson was there, Michael B. was there, and Jamie Foxx were there, and I'm telling you, it was an extraordinary experience as we watched the film, and then we sat down and we had a Q&A, and it was extraordinary. So all I got to tell you, this is the movie of the year, okay? You need to see this. And you need to take somebody with you. You need to take a friend with you. You need to take some kids with you. It's one of those type of movies. Family movie is extraordinary. I'm telling you, I know I shed a tear. All right? That's Just Mercy. Please go support those who support us. And you can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com or BennyOnDemand.com. And one more powerful thing. Live right here. This is the first time you're hearing it. You can now download the Bashani Radio app in the Google Store and the Apple Store. Now you don't even have to go to the website. Open up the app. All the episodes are right down there. So just go and download the Bashani Radio app. I'm telling you, we got some nice things that's going to happen in there. We're also going to be having some special episodes that you can't find no other place except the app. And here's the best part about all, ladies and gentlemen. It's absolutely free. Okay? It doesn't take you nothing but about a minute to download it and enjoy. And you can get all your favorite episodes right there. We made it very, very easy for you to navigate. Go right to the shows, click it. All right? You want to go to our news and find out what's going on with Bashani and behind the scenes? There's a tab for that. You want to set your alarm clock so you know when you need to come back for your favorite show? Bam, you can do that too. That's just how easy we made it for you, ladies and gentlemen. So go to the Apple Store or the Google Play Store and download the Bashani Radio app. And both stations are in there. That's Bashani and Verke Radio are all combined in one place. No more going to two different websites and all over the place. You can find it right here. Okay. Now, with all of that said, let's get this party started. You know who we got here. The one, the only. Everybody put your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. If you don't know now, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we got Sandra E. Harris. I got to put her theme music on it. Hold on. Oh, yeah. Go 50. Go 50. It's your birthday. Go Sassy. It's your birthday. We got Sassy in the house. You don't understand. We got Sassy in the house. Woo!
Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right. Yo, kill that beat. Kill that beat. We got to talk to Sassy. Sassy, how are you doing today?
I am well. Thank you for that welcome. What's up, everybody?
It's not a game. It's a lifestyle. You already know.
I see it.
Sassy, it's an extraordinary time for you in your career. For ladies and gentlemen, Sassy not only rocks on the radio, Sassy rocks on television, Sassy has books, Sassy pisses people off online. I'ma just tell you, Sassy does it. She is not a game. I'm telling you, she keeps it gangsta. Sassy, we talk about a decade. Oh, Sassy, did you ever think it would be this long, Sassy? You don't look a day over 21.
Well, thank you. I don't feel a day over 21. I did not think that this would last this long and morph into what it morphed into. You know, I don't know if people really understand the story. I started the whole writing, and writing morphed into radio because I had this void. I wasn't dating. I had finished college because I went to college late, and I had nothing to do. So I needed a hobby.
Oh,
so I said, well, let me start blogging. And then I turned my blog topics into the radio.
Oh, so that's how I started.
That's how I started. When I first started, no one was really listening to me. Yeah. You know, I would talk to myself for an hour. It was just me.
You going with your bad side. I can believe that because I talk to myself right now and nobody be listening to me except a couple million people.
So that's why it started. So then I left that. A friend reached out and said that there's a radio station in Baltimore because I'm located in the DMV, the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. And it was an online internet radio network. And I knew that we were creating buzz because right across the street was a Radio 1 station, let me just say that. And they started coming over. Hey, we're just checking you out. We want to see what y'all doing. And, you know, maybe we can collaborate and partner. So that's when we realized that we really had something there.
Did y'all realize how big they was coming over trying to check y'all out?
Oh, well, we knew it. Once they started coming, it was like a trickle down effect. And then everybody, all of the popular hosts started coming over. First, it was, you know, like the midnight hour individuals. But when the drive time people started dropping by, that's when we knew we were on to something.
Mm-hmm.
And we were strictly internet radio.
Wow.
And then we took that radio show and turned it into a television show. And now we're in two markets on the CW affiliate in Charlotte, North Carolina, WCCB. and then in New Orleans, Louisiana on WNOL.
So let's back up for a little while right there, Sassy. So you went from starting on the internet and then you ended up over at Blog Talk, or how did that work?
I started out at Blog Talk.
Oh, okay. You started out at Blog Talk. Because I think that's where I came upon you at, right?
Yes.
Is that what it was? I'm not sure how to, I just know you had a great energy. And, you know, I'm not sure if you was coming to my show, I was coming to your show. I'm not even sure. I just know.
I remember we used to cross promote each other and be on each other's shows. And yeah, we were some of the first people on Blog Talk.
Yeah, I remember because it was free then. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I know it was like, it was way back before they even started charging and whatnot. And
yeah.
And my whole point was when I was there too, as I started to build an audience, I started to also study how the network and platform was built. You know what I mean? Because I knew I had in the back of my mind of building my own. So I just wanted to see how it was built, how it operated, and how they dealt with people. So, you know, so let me ask you this, Sassy.
Yes.
When did you know you have the gift of gab? What was the first thing you remember that you knew you had to give? Did your mom tell you to be quiet? Did she say shut up? You talk too much? What happened?
You know, I've always had the gift of gab, but I really didn't. People won't believe this. I was very, very shy. So like talking to groups of people gives me the hives. I could do it on the radio. I could do it on television. But actual face-to-face with large groups of people, I just break out in a cold sweat.
Really? That's hard to believe.
Believe it or not, people would not believe that of me. So I didn't really find my voice until I was probably in my 30s. When I actually found my voice, I wouldn't speak up. I wouldn't speak out. I always had these thoughts and opinions, but I would never say what I actually thought in polite society until that bad breakup, and that was it.
You say that bad breakup.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it was a breakup with my high school sweetheart. We had been together for 15 years, and not allowing myself to grieve and not being stronger than my loneliness, I went from that relationship directly into another relationship. Mind you, in 15 years, I didn't date. I didn't know how to date. I didn't know the games people played. I didn't know the Jedi mind tricks that people could pull on you. And that relationship of 4 years birthed Sassy Scribe.
Wow.
Yes.
That is
so
amazing.
As bad as it was, because the 15-year relationship, it had to end because we had outgrown each other. I just didn't want to admit that. A lot of women don't want to admit that we've outgrown our partners and we've outgrown our stay within that relationship. And it was time for us to leave and or elevate to the next level, whether it's with someone or with yourself. You need to give yourself permission to leave.
Is that how you got on this thing of talking about relationships and everything?
Mm-hmm.
That's what pushed you to that?
That made me reflect on a lot of the things that I didn't speak of in that relationship. And then when I got in that 4-year relationship, not knowing how dating worked and because I didn't date, you know, we were from high school through our 20s and early 30s. So that was like the majority of my 20s when I should have been out with a hotation.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry?
A hotation.
Okay.
You know,
I'm going to just let that ride right there. I'm gonna just let that ride.
Well, instead of out partying and having a good time, which I did do, I was still on lockdown.
Okay.
So
was it that you was on a mental lockdown? Is that what it was?
I was on a mental lockdown. I've always been plus size. He played on that and made me think that I was unworthy. I wasn't attractive. And I had a lot of growing of my own to do. And I really, in that 4-year span, when I left him, I went back to school to get my degree, my undergraduate degree. And I was actually actively dating someone who kept saying, and this is where we as women go wrong, and this is what started my whole blog and Sassy. He kept saying he wasn't ready for a relationship, but he didn't act like he wasn't ready for a relationship. We were together 6 days out of 7. sometimes 7 days a week.
So how could you be together for that longer period of time and he wasn't ready for a relationship? What part I just missed?
What do you mean what part you just missed? Just what he said?
No, that's what I'm saying. Meaning like, you know, he was fraudulent because, I mean, he's not ready for a relationship, but he's spending 6 days out of the week with you.
Yes.
So there's something wrong with that picture. You're not ready for a relationship. Where you get all this time from?
Exactly.
Wow.
But see, you see how I'm saying exactly? I didn't question that. I was just, okay, let's go do this. Okay, we went on vacation. We were around each other's families. We did everything that couples do. I had a key to his house. I mean, you know, we did everything. But he really, really and truly wanted to operate with me, but with everybody else.
Wow.
Right.
That is right. That is amazing. Right.
And I just started.
How long did it take you to realize that he was not worthy of your presence?
It took 4 years.
Wow.
It took four years.
That's amazing. Is that why you're such a fire breather when it comes to this relationships, when women overlooking the things that some men are doing?
Yes. That
just pisses you off?
It makes me upset for women. That's why one of the things, and if anybody listens to the show, you'll hear me say on every show that the goal of Situations with Sassy is not to tell women how to get or keep a man. It's getting women to be accountable for our actions. And I can't blame him because 50% of me, of the equation is on me. So I allowed all of that BS to happen, not questioning. Why are we together if you're not really looking for a relationship?
Makes a lot of sense.
Why are we occupying each other's airspace if I'm really not the person that you're looking for?
Makes a lot of sense.
4 years after we broke up, that was in 2004, when he like called me up and he said, let's talk. And he was like, you were really a good woman. It just wasn't time.
Oh,
wow. I said, well, I know I'm a good woman. You didn't have to, you know, go out of your way to tell me that because that's something I already knew. I didn't know it at that time.
It's like he thought he was doing you a favor. He telling you something you wasn't aware of.
Exactly. And, you know, some women aren't aware of it.
Why do you think that is, Sassy? Do you think women a lot of times get blinded with love?
I think we get blinded by it. We put on the rose-colored glasses, and we don't want to pay attention to the red flags. There were a bunch of red flags that I ignored. I do a lot of my shows on red flags. I post a lot of red flag items on my Instagram and my Facebook pages, on my Situations with Sassy show pages. And it's just little things that women don't pay attention to. And I'm not saying that it could always, you know, it could actually be something going on. But if I'm with you and I'm supposed to be your number one, who are you texting?
Good point.
At 10:30 and 11 o'clock at night. And that you take your phone and flip it over. Put your ringer on silent.
It wasn't.
Who am I not supposed to hear?
It wasn't his mom.
Huh?
I'm just joking.
What did you say?
I say it wasn't his mom.
Well, yeah, okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you can see how Sassy just ain't having it, right? she just ain't having that. She ain't even trying. We ain't even going there with you, Betty.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, just pay attention as women. Pay attention to the signs. Really and truly trust your instincts. Your instincts, the reason why women aren't trusting their instincts is because we've been so wrong in the past. I'm not going to say all the time, but sometimes things felt a little off. And it really wasn't what you thought it was. I mean, sometimes people are busy. We have our own individual lives. And if they have demanding careers, they are involved in that. It's not always another person.
Sassy, let me ask you this question. I want you to answer as honestly as you can. Do you think a man or a woman can love two men at the same time?
I think we can have deep feelings for two individuals. I really do. But I think that there's just one of those individuals, actually, you have a little bit more capacity to love than the other. You may love both of them, but not in the same way. And you may be in love with them, but not in the same way.
What does that mean? You can love them, but not in the same way. Then why are you with both of them, Dan? Because is one giving you something, the other one something? Oh, interesting.
Because you're selfish. And when women, you know, I had a young lady reach out to me that she had got cheated on. I'm like, the cheating wasn't your fault. That was ego.
Okay, that was his ego or her ego?
That was his ego. That was his ego.
Oh, okay. I just asked that because I hear a lot of times women say they're confused and they're confused of who they should be with and all of these things. And I was just wondering if that's actually possible. So does it, you know, what if they both know?
Well, how did both of them find out?
No, meaning like, both of the men or both of the women? What if they know about each other, but they don't know? I don't know. I don't know what that means. I think what I'm trying to say, what if they know about each other? Does that still make that other person wrong or right?
Well, it depends. It depends on what stage you were. So if you were completely single, and you met this amazing person on Monday, and then Wednesday you met another amazing person and you like both of them, so you continue to see both of them. Are you telling the first person that you're not involved with anyone and then you meet this other person? Or do you tell the first person that I'm dating because you just met, even though the vibe and the chemistry and everything is there and off the charts, you meet this other amazing person that gives you the same feeling on Wednesday? So how honest are you going to be? And when I was dating, I was honest. I would tell people I am dating and I'm not dating anyone seriously. So that, and you take that for what it's worth.
Okay. Let me ask you this then. I often hear on some of your shows when you'll talk about women dating and men dating and, you know, give me the four categories of what's the difference between dating and in a relationship versus, because I hear a lot of people use that word dating, right? But they always use it in a sense where they can talk about plural relationships, right? Versus
right.
I'm in a monogamous relationship with this person. What is the definition of dating versus the definition of a relationship?
Well, dating is just that. You're in the process of getting to know each other, and during that process, you're talking. You may go out to an occasional movie. You take the time out of your day that you want to spend time with this individual today, and tomorrow it could be somebody else. That's what dating is. There's no conversation of exclusivity within that dating realm, because you're dating and you're getting to know. It's that window of learning each other, whether or not you even want to see this person again. Do you like this person? Do you have the same mindset? What are their hobbies? Those are the things that you're learning. A relationship is you've gone through that dating phase and you said, okay, I like you. Let's see where this goes. I want to see you exclusively. And that's cutting everybody else out.
Okay. So that's dating is the pre-op to actually being in a relationship. Is that what you're saying here?
Yes. Because I know a lot of people that are dating and they're dating more than one person.
Oh, okay. I got what you're saying.
But they're not being completely honest with the people. And that's where I have a problem, because then it gets messy and it creates drama. We as women, all we want are options. Yeah, if you stepped, we want the option of putting our hat in the ring. No, we want an option of putting our hat in the ring. So say I meet you and you're involved with somebody, but you don't tell me, but we're vibing. You like me and I like you. And then we start spending time together. Now we're dating. I'm not really going to question you a lot because you're making time for me. But then when I may say, well, where is this going? And you say, oh, I'm in a relationship. Now I'm deceived because you weren't honest with me from the beginning.
Okay, that's what it's saying. So it's all about honesty, and we're going
to
move
on. It's all about honesty. We as women, we just want you to be honest and give us the option of saying, yes, I want to get involved in this mess, or no. When you handle that, or figure out what it is that you want, I may or may not still be here. But that's not a situation that I choose to involve myself in.
So let me ask you this, Sassy, now that this is interesting, though. Now, let's move on to the thing of honesty in here. Now, I often hear a lot of women say, just tell me the truth. Just, you know, what it is. Do you want to hit it or you don't want to hit it? And then if you actually tell a woman that, okay, yeah, I want to hit it, you know, then it's, oh, my goodness, you know what I mean? So there's nothing here. And then it turns into something else. Do women really, really want to know the truth?
I think mature, grown women understand and recognize that the truth isn't always pretty. And whether or not it's going to hurt me, and I've been told truths that cut deep, but at least they were honest with me. Mm-hmm. So a lot of women say they want the truth, but they're not really prepared. And one of the things I tell them is do not ask the question you're not prepared to hear the answer for. Mm-hmm. And sadly, some of my gender want to be lied to. And I'm not talking about do these jeans make my butt look fat type of lies. I'm talking about how do you feel about me? Do you love me? Do you like being around me? What do you think of me? What do you feel for me? Those are the honest questions that they need to be asking. And sometimes those answers are not going to be what they want to hear. And I tell men that get involved with me that men like the idea of Sandra and the idea of Sassy, but they can't handle the reality of both.
Ooh, right there. And you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to pause it right there. We're going to come right back to how she went down on that one right there. Okay. You are listening to the Benny Randall Show. Our special guest for Verke Magazine cover girl is Sandra E. Harris, Situations with Sassy, the prolific one. And we'll be right back after this short break.
You're listening to The Benny Randall Show, certified number one in the world on BashaniRadio.com, New York City. So nice, they named it twice. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City. Always talking about everything.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Just in case you're joining us, we're speaking to the extraordinary Sandra E. Harris, the host of Situation with Sassy, TV host, author, speaker, moneymaker, all up in your face with the bass. That's who she is. She is extraordinary. Sandra, thank you for being on Verke Magazine and the Benny Randall Show. Welcome back.
Having me.
I'm so sorry. I had you off the microphone. I'm so sorry. But welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Oh no, having you.
I love being on the Benny Randall Show. I love it.
You can't be muting Sassy. We having up in here. Shoot. All right, Sassy. So we're gonna move forward. I want to dive a little bit more into you and who you are as an individual before we go live up. But before we get there, I want to go back to this communication point where we left off. All right. At what age does a woman get where she can be told the truth and she can deal with it in a womanly way, you know? And what age is that for men where they get to that point where you can actually tell them the truth and they're okay with it?
You know, that question, I don't know. I think that's all on an individual basis because you have a lot, like I said, you have a lot of people who it sounds good that they want to hear the truth, but they're not really ready for it. It's the polite thing to say. Mm-hmm. It's the right thing to say.
The polite and the right thing to say.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's deep though. That's deep though. So let me go ahead, Sassy.
I see a lot of it because I know people when they listen to the show. A lot of my topics can come straight from social media and a lot of these groups that they have on these social media pages where people are really sharing a lot of themselves, especially when it comes to dating and relationships. And what I'm noticing is that there's a complete breakdown and disconnect between the sexes, especially in our community. No one wants to be vulnerable. No one wants to be open, and no one wants to be authentic. And sometimes their authenticity comes over as sort of like a douche. an a-hole.
That's very powerful. Let me ask you this, Sassy. And I always ask when I'm talking to people about relationships and things like this, and why do women and a lot of black women keep saying there's a shortage of good black men?
Because the type of man that they're looking for, he's not coming in the package that they want.
Explain, elaborate a little bit. So there is no shortage, it's just a shortage of how picky they are. Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I think that to a certain degree, as we get older, the pickings become a little slim, because at over 30, over 40, and now over 50, everybody has their mindset. They're pretty much established. So now conversations stem around who's moving. Am I leaving my house? Are you leaving yours? How do we continue to grow and build when we pretty much kind of, I want to say in quotes, some of us pretty much have what it is that we want material-wise, the house, the cars, and everything like that. So when we get to that stage, when we get to that point, there's certain things that we look at. So now we've been hurt. So how vulnerable and open are we really willing to be? And that's a question that, because we've been hurt, and we see a red flag that we may have paid attention to, we pull back. Like there's a joke that if you talk to a woman over the age of 40, you got like 3 days to really engage her. And after that, she's not wasting her time.
Really?
Well, there's a...
So you're saying that women over 40 need you to make a decision very quickly. Is that what you're saying?
Well, we need you to be consistent.
Okay,
need you to be consistent. Consistency.
You lost me on that one, because you said if you're speaking to a woman over 40, you got about 3 days, I guess, to get her attention. Is that not what you said?
That's what I said, and then let me clarify that. So you meet somebody, and you're having conversation. Nowadays, for whatever reason, people have gotten away from talking organically over the phone. I don't understand it. It's not what I do. Anybody that dates me knows that I need conversation, whether it's on FaceTime, Skype, whatever platform it is, I need to hear your voice. I need to see you. I'm not going to text you. Some women are adapting, and they're with the text messages. So we're going with text messages. If you're texting me and you're not really trying to move or have a conversation on the telephone after 3 days, we don't have time for that. Especially if we told you that. So you're going to have to capture us. Don't put us in that good morning, beautiful rotation.
She said that good morning, beautiful rotation.
Good morning. It's a
good
rotation.
Morning. So, you know what I mean? You mean they're saying good morning, lovely to more than one person? That's what you mean by rotation?
Yes, absolutely. Good morning, beautiful.
I never heard such a thing.
Yes, it's a rotation.
I thought that was only on radio. My bag.
No, you're in a rotation. You're one of maybe three or more that they're sending that text to, and who's going to bite on it?
Ooh, that's pretty deep.
Who's going to bite on that good morning? That they can continue to have conversation. I don't mind texting during the day when we're going about our lives and we're busy. I get it. But at some point throughout that 24-hour period, I expect a phone call.
I guess it's more of a, you know, acknowledge me type of situation. Like, you know, if you can take the time to get to know the person, then you can take the time to pick up the phone and talk to the person, I assume you're saying.
I would think so. One of the things I say is that in the 5 minutes that you texted me, you could have called.
Mm, that's true, too. And that's a good transition to my next question, Sassy. Has the internet, you know, changed the whole game of communication? Because there was a time, like you said, where you had to court a man or a woman, and, you know, you had to go by their house and pick them up, and, you know, that you could, you know, you had a beeper, but you can beep them, but you had to get on the phone and actually talk to them, you know what I mean, after the beep, you know what I mean? It wasn't like, you know, I know some people in relationships never actually pick up the phone with each other. They just text each other the whole entire time of the relationship until they see each other.
And well, how do you get to know somebody? Through text. And this is what I tell the women, especially when I'm in these groups and women, I don't like talking on the phone. I don't believe that. As a woman, I don't believe that you don't like talking on the phone and you don't want to hear from your man. I absolutely flat out refuse to believe that. I think you're lying. I think you're trying to adapt to what it is that he wants.
Mm.
And not necessarily what you want. I need to hear your voice. I need to hear when you're talking. I need to hear the laughter, the pain, the upset, the indecision. I need to hear all of those different emotions that you can't get over a text, because a text can be misconstrued. The most innocuous phrase can be misconstrued as something else, and the conversation completely go left, and I know it has happened to me.
Mm. That's very powerful. I think you're right on that half. So, Tassie, I want to dig a little bit more into you. Who are you?
Who am I?
Yes.
Because
people are all the time, or they come to listen to your shows to see if you're going to make them happy or piss them off. They're always looking for you to give them information, but I rarely hear anybody ask you, who are you? So I want to be one of the first to ask you, who are you?
Who am I? And you're going to make me think about this. Put me on the spot. Thank you very much, Mr. Motivator.
Well, that's what this is all about, sister.
I would say that I am, outside of being an author, TV host, radio host, outside of all that, those are just a sum of a little bit of my parts. I'm a very loving, kind, warm individual, but you have to get to know me. I don't open up immediately to strangers. I'm very family focused and family oriented. My family and friends and my circle mean the world to me. I'm very loyal. Mm-hmm. But I'm also very, I'm an advocate for women. And when I say I'm an advocate for women, I want women, especially Black women, to win in relationships. That's what I want. That's why I do Situations with Sassy. I want to give women who've been in long-term relationships like I was, that don't understand how dating has changed and morphed. I want to give them insight into dating trends and dating terms and how to go online and create an online profile on a dating site and what to spot for scam artists and different things like that. I am all about women.
Mm.
Helping us grow and understand who we are and what it is that we need when it comes to loving relationships.
What
you need personally?
Why is that so important to you?
Because of the mistakes that I've made myself. And when you get into a happy and healthy relationship, to recognize that. Stop trying to look for the other shoe to drop. To learn how to go with the natural and organic flow of the relationship and the process that entails, and do the relationship that works for you. And in the past, and in every show that I talk about, I tell people everything except for physical abuse that I discuss on my show, I've been through at some point. So I'm speaking from a point of reference of experience.
Mm, very, very powerful. Do you think a lot of things you went through was to position you to be where you're at right now?
I believe so, yes. I am exactly where God has me. I'm supposed to be here, and I'm supposed to be doing this exactly.
What have you found in the relationships that you have been in? And I'm just curious, how come you're not married?
Well, I've been asked twice.
Oh, my. And you turned them down?
No. Well, the high school sweetheart, yeah, because it was just when he asked me, it wasn't, I realized that I could not hitch my wagon to this man.
Bad sassy. I'm just saying. Bad sassy. I'm just saying. What do you mean?
You couldn't just. We were high school sweethearts.
What do you mean you couldn't hitch yourself to that? What does that mean?
That means that he wasn't going to be able to provide.
Okay.
I was providing.
He was broke.
Yes.
Okay.
But broke in every sense, not just financially.
Oh, damn.
But I had to learn that over time. I had to realize that and recognize that. I outgrew him
mm-hmm.
3 years into the relationship, really 2 years, and I stayed 13 years longer than I should. And that was guilt because I knew the type of individual that he was.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to really put him out there like that. I wrote about it in my book, The Party, but I just knew I couldn't do it. And then the second guy cheated.
So I see. You seem like you're a very loyal individual.
I am.
Do you think that sometimes kind of hamper you to getting what you really deserve because you're so loyal that you stay around longer than you're supposed to?
I don't stay around longer than I'm supposed to now.
Oh, you don't? Oh, you don't,
no.
You don't change
mm-mm.
that whole game, huh?
I changed that whole game and as a matter of fact, the relationship I'm in now, I told the guy, I said, I'm going to give you, because I'm not a spring chicken. I'm a seasoned bird, okay? I'm not going to give you more than 2 years.
She say I'm not
for you
a
to
spring,
figure it out.
I'm not a spring chicken. And what does he have to figure out? That's what I need. What does he have to figure out that he don't already
whether
know?
Not he, what he needs to figure out is whether or not he sees a future with me.
Okay.
And what is his plan after that?
He doesn't know that right now.
Well, he's talking marriage, but you need to show me, and you have until the end of the year.
Oh, sucky. Okay, boy, I hope you're listening to this show. All right, maybe that's, you better, I hope you listen to this show.
And, you know, my last relationship ended the same way. I said, you got 2 years, and he thought I was joking. I'm not.
Wow.
I'm dating for a purpose. I'm not dating to be a forever girlfriend. I did that when I was young and with the 15-year relationship.
As they used to say back in the old days, they're going to learn this. They're going to learn something.
They're going to learn something.
They're going to learn something.
As the old people say, I took and told you now. And we done heard that before. I done took and told you.
You sitting around here thinking they're just going to be here just waiting for you, huh?
Right. But you know what? A lot of us do. And it's not an easy process. Leaving someone that you have feelings for is not as cut and dried as I'm talking about. It's a lot of thought that goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to really and truly be strong enough to walk away and do what works for you. And staying with you while you try to decide and possibly, I'm not going to say that the other guy did this, but possibly still auditioning for my position.
Mm. I didn't even know they still do auditions, but all right, sister, you going with your best. So.
You're empire building.
She said you auditioning up in this piece. You better watch yourself, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's very powerful, man. That's very powerful, Sassy. Let me ask you something more. Do you think it's a maturity level that men and women have to get to the stage of what you're speaking about right now? Do you think it's a maturity level that has to occur?
I don't know if it would be a maturity level or people just getting out of their own way.
Mm. So you believe,
you know what I mean?
You believe people are in their own way of their own relationships.
I think at times Sassy has been in her own way.
That's very
deep. You know, right, not there. Not paying attention to what's going on or trying to be with someone who isn't trying to be with you. I tell women, be with those who like you. Be with the one who likes you.
Mm-hmm.
But we're so, as women, and I know even it sounds crazy to say this, a lot of us are having relationships more for our family and friends than we are for ourselves.
That is a very sad occasion, if that is a fact.
That's a fact.
You think a lot of people are with people just to please their family? Is that what you're saying?
You know, I mean, like you said, why am I not married? Do you know how many times myself, my sister, my cousins, because it's about 7 or 8 of us that have not been married, never been married.
Uh-huh.
And they ask that question, well, what's wrong with you? So when you meet somebody, you bring them around.
But why something kind of be wrong with you? You understand what I'm saying?
I understand that. And that's my argument.
Why your standards are different?
My standards are different. I don't bring a lot of people around my family.
Mm-hmm.
I just, as a general rule, I don't, because I don't know.
You mean those Harris girls?
The Harris girls.
Oh, sick.
And the Harris girls are the hardest bunch to get through.
Oh, they don't. Well, one, because I think they're more protective, right?
Oh, yes. We're very protective with each other. So when you do bring somebody around, we know that you are serious about them, but are they serious about you?
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So it's only right. They're protecting their sister.
Yeah. You know, my family, well, some of the Harris girls didn't like the last guy I was seeing. I liked him, but they didn't like him.
Oh, damn.
But I could not pay attention to that because it was for me and not for them.
Right. At the end of the day, you got to make the decision.
Right.
Excuse me. At the end of the day, you got to make the decision who's right for you, because, you know, how many times have a family been wrong about somebody who end up staying with that person for the rest of their life? How many times has that happened? I mean, that has happened a lot of times. You know,
absolutely.
What I mean? So, you know, all I know, at the end of the day, your family ain't the one that's got to sleep with them. Your family ain't the one that's got to be with them. So, you know, it's up to that individual to recognize what's important to them, you know, and, you know, that person who's important to them. Because I've just seen it time and time again where, you know, family gets it wrong. You know what I mean? Because one thing I know, like with my dad and my mom, you know, I found out long, you know, years later that, you know, a lot of them didn't want them to, you know, be with my dad. You understand?
Really?
But yeah, but my dad was with my mom till the day he died. You see what I'm saying? So you never know what it is, because, you know, everybody has their reasons why they don't, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But that was just one of the things they just didn't. You know, I guess he didn't fit into who they wanted her to be with, I guess. You know what I mean? But yet and still, he ended up being the one that stayed the longest with him, because my mom had 2 other kids prior to me and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And he came in there and took those kids like, you know, they were his own. You see what I'm saying?
And so, see, that's the same thing with my dad.
Right.
Because my mom had 3 kids when she met him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so and that's the, and you know, that's another thing that I think women need to recognize and realize. And I'm gonna give you a perfect example. I watched this one of these reality shows, and it's where people see each other for the first time, they get married, and they have 2 African-American couples, which I think they've paired 4 people basically together who've never seen a marriage. They're all from single family homes. No one that they know close in the family is married. One of them is the first person in their family ever to get married.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be able to see firsthand what that looks like. And I think that's another reason why a lot of the Harris girls aren't married, because of what we've seen. And they don't have those types of men anymore.
And what type of men is that that you're speaking of?
The men that actually, you know, they talk the talk, but they also walk the walk.
All right, so like the old school gangsters.
Now you would call it, do you motivate him financially? That's what they would call it now.
Do they motivate him financially?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Well, some men don't motivate, women don't motivate men financially. So you hear a lot of women complain, they don't ask you out anymore. All they want to do is jawjack you and talk all the time. They don't even want to ask you out on a date. Well, then you're not motivating him financially to get to know you, to want to spend $10 for a cup of coffee for the two of you.
Oh, so you're saying women set the tone of how a man deal with them. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think you treat people how you want to be treated. Teach people how you want to be treated. Mm-hmm. There's something about me that you obviously found interesting enough to want to, one, get my number, and two, have conversation. So what's holding you back? What am I not saying? What am I not doing? What is it that you need to see from me to ask me out?
Interesting. And a lot of times you don't think women are, I guess, putting it all on the table. Is that what you're saying here? I'm trying to understand this. Are you saying they don't put it all on the table, so it's not motivating him to do what he needs to do and to do what they're expecting him to do?
I think a lot of us are meeting people online. So that's an inorganic way of meeting people. You're not running into them at the supermarket or at a game or at an art museum or anything like that. You're meeting them online. So after a couple of phone calls or text messages, at what point, what do you need to hear from me? What would motivate you to say, let's meet? Let's take this offline and let's meet for coffee. And a lot of women are saying that they're not getting asked out on dates. They get a lot of conversation, but no movement outside of the home.
Well, then that means they're accepting that. That's why.
Exactly. Exactly. So why are we accepting that?
Right.
What is this loneliness? And, you know, more and more people, because we're involved in social media and technology, more and more people are being isolated in their own little silos.
That's true. And why do you think that is?
I think so many factors come into play with that. One of the main things is the vulnerability. You put your best person online, and they could be filtered pictures.
Lord, Jesus, we didn't even get to talk about those filter pictures, man.
But are you using the filtered pictures? One, are you only using headshots? Do you have any full body shots? You know, those are the things that I talk about on my show, because a lot of here's the joke about social media. Any woman who only has headshots is plus size.
You already know.
Any woman.
Yeah, because they're going to show that body if they want to really show that body.
Exactly. And when I was on dating sites, I had bathing suit photos. Not bikinis, not nothing. But you would see me on a beach in a bathing suit with a cover up, maybe. Mm-hmm. Or you would see full body shots. I'm not giving you an illusion. This is what you get. This is who I am.
Makes a lot of sense. So I guess what that really comes down to is how the individuals feel about themselves, whether they're secure enough with them and the way their body looks and the way, you know, it seems to them, whether they want to be who they authentically are or who they think social media should put them at. Yeah, and I want to tell you something. I was on a plane and I was strolling through Netflix, and I saw a great representation of this there on Netflix. You know, that's the only time I really get to see it when I'm traveling. And they have this show called The Circle, right? I watched one episode because I was like, what's The Circle? I watched one episode and I got hooked. And before the plane was up, I had to watch, you know, a lot of the episodes right behind each other. But by the time I got to the hotel, I had to pretty much watch the whole season. You understand? Oh. Yeah, just like, because it was just that good. Now, the premise is very simple. You put 8 people in a house. They cannot see each other in the physical form. They can only see you from your social media, whoever you want to be, right? And right. You had the ability to be yourself, or you had the ability to catfish people. I found it.
Really?
Yes, that's what was interesting. And remember, you got to put up the pictures. So remember, you can never see them on video. You can never see them in person until the end. And every time somebody got removed from the show, that's when they have the opportunity to meet one of those people they've been talking to in person. What I found was very interesting about what interested me most about this show was very, very simple. It's amazing how people gravitate to who they think you are just from your photos. Yeah. Like they had one girl, like, you know, she did. I don't want to blow it up for people. So, but the premise of you'll be amazed at what happens, and you have the ability to block people. And once you block people, they're off the show. But usually you get blocked by being the least popular in the houses, that you never see each other until they dwindle down to a certain amount. And then a new person comes in. And once you block them, then that person gets to go. And then you get to really see who that person was. There were several catfish in there. There were several people who were totally married but put single on a profile because they say it was more attractive. But the whole concept, what I thought was good, I think this will be a good thing if you ever get the time to watch it, to see how people think when they think you are someone based on how you look. Like there was a couple girls in there that, you know, they wasn't very happy with their own body. You know what I mean? So they put, you know, they catfished through the game and put somebody else's body. You understand?
Wow.
And photos. And it's amazing how a lot of the men got caught up in their looks, not even knowing who they were. And the only thing you can tell, you know, text is really hard to see how true a person is. So, you over here thinking this person is one thing, and, you know, they have this one. Well, let me not tell you just in case you watch it. I want a lot of people watch this show. So, but the reason why I bring it up is something that you said earlier, and that is in social media, you know, with these filtered photos, like I think one thing I've learned now is if all their photos are filtered, they probably don't look like that. You know what I mean? that you know what I mean? You can't.
I know exactly what you mean.
You cannot be that hot 24/7, 7 days a week, every day. You wake up and you. And you got glossy eyes and the smoothest skin in the world. I ain't never seen a blemish. Like, really? You know what I mean?
Right.
And so I find the one, you know, that's why I put up a post a while back and say, can I please see your real self and not your representative? And it's amazing. There's a lot of people who put up pictures like yourself and say, this is who I am. And that was cool. But what I did find out about that experiment is that the people I was actually talking about, they were crickets. You know what I mean? So I thought it was very interesting that they stayed away from that post. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to say, no, you're going to catch me out there. You know what I mean? But, you know, because it's amazing, you know, sometimes I'll be speaking sassy and then people will show up and be like, hey, I'm your Facebook friend. You know, they come to the event. You know, I can't stop people from coming to the event. You got your money. You can come on in. You know what I mean? But right. And then I'll go back and look at their profile and, you know, and be like, hold up. That's not who I just met. Stop it. Stop this right now. Stop. Somebody call the police because that's not that some. Somebody's emulating this person. That's
but the filters,
saw.
I think, really do people a disservice. And I'm not saying I don't have some filtered photos on my page, but you have enough photos of me that people can pretty much see what I look like when I'm glammed up and when I'm not.
Right, right. And that's okay. That's okay. I'm talking about the people who are perfectly filtered every single time. But when you see them in person, you'd be like, Lord Jesus, what happened? Lord Jesus, what happened? And you know, and I, you know, I've had a couple that happened a couple occasions. You know, people to show up to the event, and you know, I always go, you know, be like, if somebody tells me, hey, you know, I found out about you on Facebook, you know, I follow you, whatever. I always go back and look at their profile. You know what I mean? Did I go back and look at this profile and be like, who? Oh, they sent their representative. You know what I mean? Their representative was on social media. Who they was? I know. That's not you. Stop it.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I mean, I think it, like you said, it does a disservice to the individuals themselves because it's very hard to keep that up and somebody going to catch you out there in the grocery store. You know what I mean? Without your filters. You know what I mean? And then it could be like, this is what happened.
So, I don't have any filters today.
Until somebody make walk around filters, then it's gonna be over. We're gonna never be able to see people no more.
Yeah.
Sassy, let me tell you something. This has been extraordinary. Every time we talk, the time goes so freaking fast. Sassy, if they want to learn more about you, where could they do that at?
Well, they can go to follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, and Twitter, or they can go to my website at Situations with Sassy and find out more.
Very, very, very powerful. Now, do you have any new books or anything coming out in the near future?
No, I don't. I'm working on a couple of things, but I'm not going to talk about them because they're still in the beginning phases. But other than that, if you're in Charlotte, North Carolina, be sure to tune in every Saturday morning at 5:30 a.m. To Women Talk Live TV talk show on the CW affiliate there in the Queen City. And in the NOLA area, that's New Orleans, Louisiana, every Saturday at 2:30 a.m. on WNOL, the CW affiliate. You can check me and my co-host, April J, and Miss Pretty on the Women Talk Live TV talk show. And you can also follow us at WPBMediaNetworks.com for more information.
Very, very powerful. Sassy, like always, it's been an absolute plum pleasure of you being here. I could talk to you forever, man. I can't believe that was an hour. I felt like I only asked
you
like
three. That was an hour already?
That was an hour. I felt like I only asked you about three questions. You know what I mean? Because you know Sassy can talk just like me. So when you get two people can talk on it, you ain't going to get too many questions answered or asked, you know what I mean, in that capacity. So, but it was extraordinary. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You know what I liked? I liked how you turned Tiffany Haddish on with your voice.
You better stop that right now. You better stop that right now. That's what we do up in here. She is hilarious, though. She was
hilarious. She was like, oh, my God.
Just make it happen. You know, hey, that's why half of the people come to Benny Randall's show, so they can hear a little bit more all day, every day.
That chocolate silk voice is what they're listening for.
You better stop it. You better stop that right now. Not again. You better stop that before I call the police. You know what I mean? It's all good. But till next time, I'm telling you that your final words, Sassy.
Just be authentic and allow yourself to be vulnerable.
Wow. And what is your motto for 2020?
My motto, I close my show with this every week, is live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. And that's what I'm doing. Live every moment, laugh every day, and love beyond words. I've lost a lot of people just this year. I mean, we're not even, you know what, into 2 months into the year, and I've lost 4 people. So you've got to live every day. And then this whole, you know, the Kobe thing really hit me harder than I thought it would. Mm-hmm. You know, so
we didn't even get to talk about that.
So we didn't even get to talk about that. But just love the people. Love the people that you're with. Tell them you love them. You know, as the old people say, give them their flowers while they're alive.
Mm-hmm. Why people got to be reminded to love each other? I mean, you know, it should be mandatory. Do we really get so self-centered that we just forget, you know, that there's other people in our lives that matter? Like, you know, is it really that bad? You know what I mean?
I think it's really sad. We could talk a whole another hour about it, but it's really sad how we don't really pay attention to each other because we're so wrapped up in our daily lives.
Yeah. I think I'm going to do a whole show on just love. That's it. And how to love, because that was the premise of my book, you know, healing yourself is, you know, me losing 90% of my family, you know, to different occasions of, you know, death. And what I've learned is, you know, you got to become love to give love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you don't become love, ain't no way you'll ever be able to give it. You know what I mean? So you got to become love so that you can give love, and everything else from that, you know, will start to, happen in your life, and that's what's extraordinary. So, Sassy, like always, you know, we can talk forever. So, and make sure you guys download the new Bashani app. Very simple, allows you to listen to your episodes, each episode without even having to click through a thing. You literally just click on Bashani Radio. Once you're in the app, it stays in your phone. You literally just click on Bashani Radio and call it, you know, whatever episode you want to listen to. All right. And you can sit there and you can turn that. You can turn to another page. You can check your emails. You can do all these other things and still be listening to the shows in the background. That's what we want to make sure. You know what I mean? So even if you click out, you know, unless you just actually close the app, you know, it will play in the background. So you can continue doing everything you need to do and still be listening to some of the powerful shows in the world. Go ahead, Sass.
Yeah. Tune in to Situations with Sassy on Verke Radio every Monday at 12 noon East.
12 noon, and she's in the app. So now you download to your phone. All you got to do is just look in the app. Bam, there it is right there for you.
Yes, I'm excited.
It's there right there for you. So download it on Apple Store or the Google Store. Absolutely free. You ain't got no more excuses. I don't even want to hear your computer ain't working and all that stuff. Because... You know what I mean? Because your phone working. So I know how that's going
down. I'm downloading it now as we speak.
You know what I mean? Your phone working. That long as your phone working, we shouldn't be here. No more drama. All right? Until next time, all right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. This has been in partnership with Verke Magazine. This is the February issue in 2020, and it's not a game, it's a lifestyle. We had Sandra E. Harris, Situation with Sassy, a decade of Sassy, and we ain't even get close to it. We were talking like in a whole hour and 10 minutes, and let me tell you something. I feel like I answered like two questions, you know what I mean? But that's what happens when you get too tall. Walkers on the microphone. All right. So make sure you check out Situations with Sassy every Monday, 12 noon Eastern Time, inside the app. And we're going to have some very special shows that's going to only be app based. So you're going to have to download the app to get these shows. Okay. You're going to, and it's free. So if you can't just download the app free, you ain't really trying to do it. But we're going to have some app only shows that only operate in the app. You want them? Download the app. It is what it is. It's not a game. It's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle.
You better ask somebody later.
You're listening to The Benny Randall Show, certified number one in the world on BashaniRadio.com, New York City. So nice, they named it twice. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can't do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.